I want to look again at the text in 1 Peter chapter 1. We discussed that text in our class this evening, those who were in our class. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that from a slightly different direction. In verses 3 through 5 of the text, there is a discussion there of our being born again to a living hope. The proof of that being the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, which makes it a living hope. It is one that we can have confidence in and surety because of his victory over death. And it is too, as stated in verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 1, to an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So that describes the nature of that. And I will just note one thing that we talked about in our class because I think it's an interesting point. When it talks about the term incorruptible, Thayer indicated that this is something that has absolutely nothing comparable to that which is found on this earth. We talk about the fact that all that is in the universe, the physical universe of which we are a part, will one day cease to exist. It will be defiled. It will fade away. It will come to an end. The heavens will melt with fervent heat, the works that are in it that will be burned up. And when we look at that, and even those things that we think to be lasting really are not, but heaven is. And so that's the reward that is ours. But I want you to notice in verse 6 of the text, the statement that in this, that is the realization of this living hope, realization of this inheritance that is ours, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials. And what Peter is talking about quite a bit in his epistle is the reality of suffering and persecution as we live on this earth. But he says that we can rejoice even in the midst of such suffering. And though we acknowledge that trials and tribulations of life can be grievous and cause us sadness and even harm, the fact is that we can accept that with some equanimity because of the fact that we've got that hope. The hope is ever before us. And I would assert to you that having our eyes on the prize, keeping our eyes on the prize, is something that will help us to maintain our steadfastness no matter what the devil will throw at us in our lives. No matter what it is, if we remember that our hope is eternal, it is incorruptible, it does not fade away, and it is a living and sure hope, then whatever suffering that we might experience in this life, whatever difficulties may be ours, it's worth it for us to maintain our steadfastness in the eyes of God. It's like gold that is purified in fire. That's actually a part of the text as well that we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks. But keep that in mind. I think it's a good thing for us to be mindful of is how much easier it is for us to maintain our faith and our steadfastness if we keep our eyes on the prize, which is eternity in heaven. If there is anyone who is here this evening who has not yet begun their Christian walk but desires to do so this evening, we call upon you to repent of your sins, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And if you believe that, based upon your faith, to be baptized and have your sins washed away. If there is someone of our number who has a need to be encouraged, or has a need to confess a fault, or if there is any other spiritual need that you might have, the invitation is yours as well. So we extended it this time, and if there is anyone who has a need tonight, would you come now while together we stand while we sing?